Now to apps that require a little more coordination. Apps like Facebook's Instagram, which now offers a video option. This week, the founders of YouTube launched their own short video app called Mixbit. Both those apps are meant to compete with Twitter's Vine. Its users are creating everything from artistic pieces to comedy sketches that are only 6 seconds long. In this report, NPR's Daniel Haychuk explains how businesses are turning to it to market products.
Yo, my name is Nicholas, and this is ridiculous. Got mad gummy money, and it is delicious.
If you haven't seen this video yet, just picture a close-up on a guy with a scruffy mustache and long hair rapping as he pulls out a wallet full of gummy worms.
Got mad gummy money, and it is delicious.
His name is Nicholas Megalis, a 24-year-old songwriter in Brooklyn, and that is one of the most popular posts on the app Vine, launched in January.
It's the most magical and ridiculous thing in my life.
With Vine, users like Megalis create 6-second videos that loop endlessly. Just press and hold your phone's screen to record and upload to your page.
It's people sharing their lives, and it's you entering somebody's mind through their phone. That's exciting to me. That's why I do it.
And he does it for his 2 million followers. Companies like Virgin Mobile see people with that kind of following as a potential venue for viral marketing. The company's marketing director, Ron Ferris, says Virgin Mobile now collaborates with Viners to promote its brand through contests and product placement.
Vines, when you play them, they auto-repeat. Having someone sit through a Vine three times to see the beat of the message three times, that's frequency for us. That's worth something.
Ferris says Vines won't replace TV and magazine ads, but using the app is a new way to reach a younger market.
It's flirting. You know, you're flirting with your prospect, and it's as transient as the passing bus that has an ad for a summer blockbuster that captures your attention and then it leaves.
Then you chase me into my room, then you walk in on me, and then
But don't underestimate these quick clips. Some users are so in demand, they have their own agents. Users like 25-year-old Jordan Burt. He and his friend Casey James are in Dana Point, California, finishing up their latest Vine.
I can explain!
No thanks!
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Burt uploads it to his page, and feedback is instant.
I think that's it.
We're at 8 minutes, and it's at 1,023 likes, so that's good. That means it's doing well.
Another successful Vine shared with his 1 million followers. But the app isn't all comedy.
Demonstrations about gun violence. It'll lead to a message, no guns allowed.
In a quiet San Diego neighborhood, kind of Jethro Amez is storyboarding his next video in a makeshift studio.
In my family room, sitting on my couch, and my studio is on my coffee table.
He's an art director at a local ad agency, but does this on the side. He's made vines for the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, GE Appliances, and tonight, he's pulling an all-nighter on one for MTV.
I just don't sleep much.
Amez says he only vines late at night after he puts his kids to bed. But he doesn't seem to mind his new work schedule.
Nice to have this side money. You know, I'm using this money to take the family to Hawaii, which is a nice trip.
And he has more jobs lined up. This month, he'll vine for a health and beauty brand and a Fortune 500 company.
I know how to tell a story in 6 seconds. Brands are interested in people who could tell a good story within that format.
Vine is no different than Twitter. It's no different from Facebook. It's no different from Instagram. They're all water coolers.
Ron Ferris from Virgin Mobile says that's why it works. Stories shared on Vine are what get people talking.
The more you're able to contribute to that community, the more that community will learn to consider your products and services, especially if they've never heard of you before.
Of course, Vine isn't the perfect platform for all brands. Scroll through the popular Vines and you'll wonder how certain users have so many followers. Lots of videos are downright embarrassing, but some are as much art as they are advertisement. For those who have mastered the 6-second story, they're just getting started. Daniel Haychuk, NPR News.